Good morning. We have a few scattered showers around early this morning as a cool pool of air in the mid-levels of the atmosphere has set up shop over interior New York and New England. This will keep plenty of clouds in place today. It'll be breezy and even a bit chilly at times today across the hills and mountains, with high temperatures staying in the 60s across most locations, reaching the lower 70s across the mid and lower Hudson Valley and across into southern New England. But overall, we'll look for more clouds than sunshine, with a little bit of unsettled weather, back down into the lower to mid-50s tonight with a scattered shower possible. For tomorrow, this deep trough of low pressure will start to lift out, a little more in the way of sunshine mixed with clouds, but we still run the risk at a shower or two, and highs will bounce back into the lower and middle 70s. More improvement on Thursday as a ridge of high pressure builds in, keeping us dry. With a mix of sun and clouds, it'll be warmer, with highs back into the lower and middle 80s. Increased warmth and humidity by Friday. With a mix of sun and clouds, we run the risk at a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon, with highs in the middle to upper 80s. And right now, the weekend looking nice, with a mixture of sunshine and clouds for both Saturday and Sunday, and high pressure in control, keeping temperatures up into the middle 80s for afternoon highs. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Storm Debbie, located about 85 miles west of Cedar Key, Florida. Debbie is moving toward the east near 3 miles per hour, and a slow eastward or east-northeastward motion is expected during the next couple of days. On this track, the center of Debbie will move over the northern portions of Florida in the next 1 to 2 days. Maximum sustained winds have decreased to near 45 miles per hour with higher gusts. Little change in strength is expected until the center moves over land. The combination of storm surge and the tide will cause normally dry areas in the coastal areas to be flooded by rising waters. Also, isolated tornadoes are possible today across the Florida Peninsula. Debbie is expected to produce additional rain accumulations of 4 to 8 inches over northern Florida during the next couple of days, with 1 to 3 inch rains expected over extreme southeastern Georgia. Isolated storm total amounts of 25 inches are possible in northern Florida. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or water spout from an airport was at Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan, Canada at 8:13 p.m. Eastern Time last Tuesday. The last report of hail was at Kindersley, also in Saskatchewan, Canada, at 11:51 p.m. yesterday. There were 47 daily record highs set across the U.S. yesterday, most notably Atwood, Kansas. The 113-degree temperature breaks the old record set in 1943 by 8 degrees. There were 3 daily record lows. At Oconto, Wisconsin, it was 34 degrees, and this is 5 degrees colder than the old record set in 1915. At Mount Washington this morning, 15 miles visibility under cloudy skies with a thunderstorm and fog, and the temperature is 41 degrees, east wind at 5 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 41 degrees. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 57 degrees, the dew point 49. 74% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 12 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.70 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 111 degrees at Hill City, Kansas, to a low of 30 at Crater Lake, Oregon. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny, an isolated shower or thunderstorm in the mid-70s, Boston scattered showers and storms in the lower 70s, and in Buffalo, mostly sunny with highs in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 73 degrees, the low 54, the average temperature 64, that's 6 degrees below normal. 0.3 of an inch of rain yesterday for the month, now 2.06 inches, that's 1.13 inches below normal for the month, and 15.86 inches for the year, which is 2.11 inches of rain below normal. There was one heating degree day in Albany yesterday for the month, now 44, that's 6 below normal, and 5,336 for the season, that's 1,342 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 81 degrees, the average low, 59, the record high, 99, set in 1951, and the record low, 39, in 1979. Sunrise this morning was at 5:19 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:38 p.m., 15 hours and 19 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy, breezy, and cool today with scattered showers, possibly a thunderstorm, and highs in the mid-60s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers tonight and lows in the lower to mid-50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid-lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy, breezy, and cool today, scattered showers, possibly a thunderstorm, and highs in the lower 70s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers tonight and lows in the lower to mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy, breezy, and cool today with scattered showers and highs in the mid to upper 60s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers tonight, lows in the lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy, breezy, and cool today with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm with highs in the lower 70s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers tonight and lows in the lower 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, mostly cloudy, breezy, and cool today with scattered showers and highs in the mid to upper 60s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers tonight and lows in the lower to mid 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds. Still, the risk of a scattered shower in the mid-70s, partly sunny and warmer on Thursday in the lower to mid-80s. More humid on Friday, a mix of sun and clouds with a scattered shower or thunderstorm, mid to upper 80s. Partly sunny both Saturday and Sunday in the mid-80s, and a chance of a shower or thunderstorm on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.